You may be seated. Good morning. I'm not the pastor. Pastor Esther is having a little bit of problem with her voice today, and we're going to attempt to save that for the sermon and so forth. So I will be filling in a few additional spots this morning. Welcome to Calvary United Methodist Church. Good morning.
Yeah. Hey.
We are glad to have you here. If this is your first time here, will you please fill out an information sheet that's in the pew and let us know. We'd love to have you here. We'd love to give you information about the church. So please let us know that you're here this morning. Cover the announcements in a second.
After the pastor.
Gotcha. At this time, will you please stand and greet one another with a holy kiss, hug, or handshake? And you will go get new choir members at random. So be alert. Good morning again, and welcome to Calvary. If you will, we'll go through the announcements for the week. If you haven't noticed, there is some bread in the kitchen. Please take some bread. We'd love for you to take it home. If you know a neighbor that needs it, please take some to a neighbor. We get the bread from time to time, and we want to make sure that it is properly, or it is used before it goes to waste. So please take the opportunity to go in the kitchen and pick up some bread and take with you and take to a neighbor or whatever. Okay, your financial statements are in the white box in the back in the, on the table there. Please take time to pick those up. That's your quarterly statement for the year, for the second quarter of the year. Please take those when you go out today. And you may have seen on the slide activities for the week. We had finance committee up there. In fact, in your bulletin, it says Finance Committee and Worship Committee. Neither will be meeting this Tuesday. There is no meetings on Tuesday night. Prayer warriors and vacation Bible school planning. And do you want to say something? Of course. Still learning the job, excuse me. I did retire. Now I'm under new management. Say again, sir. I didn't hear you wanted me to run a projector at first service. I did not hear that, even though I've heard it more than once. Thanks for asking. With that said, we do have an opportunity for people to help us with the projector and sound system. We'd love to have you back there and to train you and let you have fun like we do. Sometimes it's fun. Sometimes it's not. Yeah. Yeah. When, especially when you see the words up there and they don't match what you... We do that on occasion just to keep you awake. Keep you alert. No, really, we do need your help back there. From time to time, we go on vacation. We're out of town for some reason. And we need a number of people trained and ready to just jump in and work back there. So please take the opportunity to come and help us. Early service, especially. We have no one now, and we need someone. And then, of course, the late service. Please pay attention to the other announcements and the schedule for the week that's in the insert. Again, Tuesday, there are no meetings, finance, or worship. Love bugs on Saturday. Does any other announcements need to be made? Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Rhonda, you want to speak to the backpack?
Well, I know that there's been several already donated, but we are doing a campaign for Debbie Cherry. That is our adopted school. They have 80% poverty there, so we're trying to do backpacks, supplies. If you can't do both, do something of each. There are lists, I believe, maybe on the bulletin board in the back. But just whatever you can do, we just need to help these kids. A lot of them come, and the parents do not have the funds to supply with them with their supplies that they need to go to school. So, I mean, the other thing, too, that I didn't realize is that they are 100% either reduced lunch or free lunch. So that speaks volumes to me as to what those children endure every day. So that we need to do this, guys, kind of. I mean, hey, kudos to the children's home, you know, we need to do that as well. But we really need to help these kids here that are locally here. They go to school every day and don't have anything.
We're talking in the council from every month and so on of how we as a church can move outside the walls of the church. We want to get into the community and show God in the community, reach people through our love for God to them. And the backpack program is one that was suggested, and we are now moving forward with it. So every opportunity you get, if you can help us in the backpack program. Again, the supplies that you need to put in the backpack is on the bulletin board outside the office. Okay? And we're doing kindergarten and first grade.
Yes.
We're doing supplies or the stuff ready for the kindergarten and first grade levels. Is any other announcements need to be made? Yes, sir.
Let me stress Friendship Club on Thursday.
Thank you.
At noon. We're still celebrating independence, so please wear red, white, and blue.
And again, I'm asking you, if you're a first-time visitor, to fill out the information for us so that we can have a record of that. Okay. You got a clarification? Peggy helped clarify that for us. It is kindergarten and first grade. Thank you. If you'll join me in the opening words, found on the back of your bulletin. And also on the screen. God called forth Abraham and Sarah to the land of Canaan. God called Isaac and Rebekah to become a family. God calls the prophets to speak against injustice.
God calls us to live out justice and mercy.
Jesus calls us to fish for people.
Come, let us worship God. Let us follow the way. And let us gather the people to Christ.
Amen.
If you would please stand and turn in your hymnals to page 697, we will sing America. And the lyrics will also be on the screen behind me.
Thank you.
If you would please turn to 880 in your hymnal, we will have our affirmation of faith. Everybody take a deep breath. This is a long one, really. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in the one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made, for us and for our salvation. He came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Now maybe you can hear me. Okay, thank you. how do you play the game tug of war? Who knows how to play that game? You might know how to play that game. And that may not be as much of a girl's game as other games, but do any of you know how to play that? Can somebody help us out here? How do you play tug of war? You're two ends, you got two sides. And you hold two ends of the rope, and you try to pull the other team across the line in the middle, right? And the one who wins is the one who's pulled, the one who accomplished pulling everybody across the line in the middle. And how do you win at that game? How do you win? Oh, there we go. One team is stronger than the other. Thank you, Katie. Yes, one team is stronger than the other. And that's what we're going to talk about today, is being strong. Because sometimes we have a tug of war inside of us. Sometimes we feel pulled in one direction or another direction, and we can't make a decision. Can you think of anything that you feel pulled? And you don't have to say it out loud. But there are some times that you will come into your life and know that there are things you're supposed to do, and you will find it hard to do. You will find it hard. You will sometimes choose the wrong thing as opposed to the right thing. And somebody is very upset. Oh, my goodness. He knows exactly what I'm talking about. Yes. That we get upset sometimes because we don't know how to choose the right thing. And the Apostle Paul had the same problem. Even though he was an apostle of Christ, he had a difficult time always doing the right thing. He said, sometimes I do the very thing I hate. I don't do the thing that I love, and I don't know why I do that. But one thing we can do to help us get stronger is to ask for God's help. Whenever we're faced with something that we don't know what to do, ask for God's help. Do you think you can do that? Ask for God's help? And God will help you be stronger for you to make the right decision. That's right, Anna. Yeah. Why don't we bow our heads and have a prayer? We thank you that we can come to you, dear God, that you allow us to voice our needs before you, and that you hear us, and that you will help us be strong and make the decisions that are pleasing to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And now you may get a piece of candy. Girls want some candy? There you go. Thank you. We continue to worship and to serve this morning through the giving of our gifts. I invite the ushers to please come forward. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, for all your many good gifts, we give you thanks and praise. And pray, dear God, that you will use us in these gifts we bring for your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
We have a treat for you this morning. They're not here yet, but we've got a treat for you. Oh, yeah, they are. They're here. We've got Ron and Joseph. I hope you like
them. Amen.
I knew you wouldn't like it.
At this time, if you would join me in as I recite a prayer and then followed with the Lord's Prayer. As we remember the birth of our nation and the gift of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, let us also offer our thanks and prayers to God, the giver of all good gifts, for the women and the men who braved the long journey by sea to come to this world. We thank you, Lord. For the tribes and nations who inhabited this land for generations upon generations, for patriots who dreamed of and fought for a free nation, for the men and women who laid the foundation of our democracy and who pledged liberty and justice for all, for those who built this country's brick by brick, road by road, town by town, for the brave soldiers who have fought for our country, for all who paid for our freedom by their service and those who paid by their sacrifice. For the innovators and artists, poets and teachers, farmers and factory workers, for all who labor and provide for the common good. For this land, with its peaks and valleys, coasts and deserts, fields and meadows, for our own communities, for those who came before us in this place, and for our neighbors near and far. We thank you, Lord. Lord, we pray for the United States that we might always be a nation which defends and promotes liberty and freedom, truth and justice. We pray for you, Lord. That we might always be a nation where all are free to worship and pray. That we might be a beacon of freedom to all those who live under the shadow of tyranny and hopelessness. That those who are elected to govern and lead would be guided by you and be ever aware of the truth that has been given to them. That we would be a people who repents from our sins and who always returns to you and to your grace. We pray to you, O Lord. Gracious God, Father of all nations, bless and defend us and our land. Prosper the work of our hands and increase in us the grace and compassion. Our offerings of thanks to you, our rock and our salvation, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. If you will now join me in the prayer that Christ has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, as we forgive those who forgive against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
If you'd please stand and look to the screen behind me, we will sing God Bless the USA. We usually sing this song to you. This morning we're going to ask you to sing it with us.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life. And I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living. Still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who gave that right to me. I'll gladly stand up next to you, defend us still today, 'cause there ain't the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston, from New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, time we stand and say. And I'm proud to be.
Please be seated. Give yourselves a hand.
If you will join me in the readings of the scripture this morning, found in Mark chapter 12, verses 13 through 17. Then they sent him some Pharisees and some Herodians to trap him in what he said. They came and said to him, "Teacher, we know that you are sincere and show no deference to no one. For you do not regard people with partiality, but teach the way of God in accordance with his truth. It is lawful to pay taxes to the emperor or not. Should we pay them or should we not?" But knowing their hypocrisy, he said to them, "Why are you putting me to the test? Bring me a denarius and let me see it." They brought one. Then he said to them, "Whose head is on this, and whose title?" They answered, "The emperor." Jesus said to them, "Give to the emperor the things that are the emperor's, and to God the things that are God's." And they were utterly amazed at him. This ends the reading of God's most holy word. Praise be to God.
For many people, Independence Day is just an excuse for a long weekend in the middle of summer. Well, no one can accuse us of relegating Independence Day just to a long weekend, because we've been celebrating for over a week now. And in my neighborhood, they're still celebrating with firecrackers. A few years ago, someone wrote to the editor in one of the local papers I'm familiar with and complained that churches don't celebrate patriotic holidays anymore. And a pastor responded to the letter saying that the church has a higher agenda than a secular holiday, that the church is obligated to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ above all else. And I found myself agreeing with both of them. I too lament our turning a holy day intended to show respect for the sacrifices of many that have secured and protected our freedom, our independence, into an excuse for a long weekend. On the other hand, the preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ cannot take second place to any other agenda in the life of the church. And I keep thinking about all of Jesus' words in Scripture that we are to be peacemakers and to turn the other cheek and to love our enemies. We have drawn lines of discussion about this in such a way that it is difficult to keep God and country in right relationship. We have trouble talking about this subject in the church without either dishonoring the dead or glorifying war. And we wish to do neither. In a small southern town, the town council asked a young architect to create a Vietnam Veterans Memorial out of a vacant lot in downtown. This is a true story. They landscaped the lot, and it was beautiful with walkways and park benches and beautiful beds of flowers blooming. And then he created a monument for the center, and out of granite that was mined locally. On two side panels of the monument were listed the people locally who had died during the Vietnam War. In the center, he designed an etching of one soldier carrying a wounded buddy. And it was meant to signify a cross. It was in the shape of a cruciform. It looked like a cross, these two men. And it was to evoke service and sacrifice and no greater love. But the town council approved it all except for the center picture. They got the stone cutter at the quarry to etch in the scene of the raising of the flag at Iwo Jima in World War II instead. They painted the flag red, white, and blue. And the Iwo Jima picture was not even from the Vietnam War. By replacing the cruciform symbol of service and sacrifice and suffering with one of victory and triumph, the town council demonstrated America's ambiguous attitude toward the wars which our country has fought. And you may have had experiences in your own lifetime of what this has come to mean. On the one hand, we lament the loss of life. We mourn for those of our family and friends who have died, and we carry a deep sorrow for the families and loved ones for their pain and suffering. We mean it. It means something deeply to us. We are not hypocrites. But on the other hand, we sometimes get carried away with our pride in America's military might, with our win-loss record, if you will, and our America right or wrong. And as Christians, I want to say that we must shy away from the glorification of war. And there are those of you who know the truth of this, and the truth of war today. War is mean and nasty and ugly. It is the result of the failure of humanity to settle issues and tensions peacefully. War is the eruption of our inherent sinfulness on a national and global scale. War occurs when pride and materialism and greed and hatred of the other overwhelm within us the divine call to justice and peace. For Christians, war comes when we forget that we are not of this world, but are sent into this world by the Prince of Peace to spread the gospel of peace. As Paul says in Romans, I do not understand my own actions, for I do not do what I want, but I do the very thing I hate. And thus, most wars our this internal struggle, this internal tug of war. There's a pastor I know who explained original sin by saying, original sin means that there is something in us that just can't wait to mess up a good thing. And the longer I live, the more right he seems. Now, at the beginning of the 20th century, there was a lot written and said about how the world was on the cusp of its greatest golden age. Science and technology were lauded. Learning was leaping ahead at a record pace. And the end of war and disease and poverty seemed within reach, or so we thought. Because if you look back at the last 100 years, it shows a much different picture. We have seen two world wars, the rise of totalitarian governments, the use of weapons of mass destruction, and current day atrocities to small numbers of people meant to incite fear and pandemonium and challenge our democracy. It feels like we are trying to destroy the earth and the sea and all that is in them. What happened? What happened to that golden age? Well, we did, the human race. We, all of us, original sin erupted and continues to erupt in our habit of messing up a good thing. What we do on Independence Day is to weep for those who lost their innocence and perhaps their very lives in the service of their country. Independence Day is an opportunity to prayerfully remember those who have suffered and died because of the world's inability to live in love and justice on an international scale. In the last year of his life, a man finally talks to his son about his experiences in World War II. They sit together around the kitchen table talking about his memories. His father describes his buddies who were there 1 second and then gone the next. Little French and German children who stepped on mines or begged for food. The son writes, as I sat at that table, listening to him talk with a coffee cup in one hand and a cigarette in the other, I began to understand, his son says. Years of staring into the distance, the emotional distance, the stoic devotion to duty. And then his father began to weep, his shoulders going up and down as he cried for someone named Willie. And I cried, said the son, for Willie and Daddy and millions of other Americans, English, French, Korean, Vietnamese and Iraqi and Afghan and Syrian, and all those caught up in the senselessness, the pain, and the horror that is war. Freedom is a gift and a responsibility and a burden. We are called to what has been said, called responsible freedom. With the gift of freedom comes the responsibility of respecting and protecting the freedom of others. If it's for one, it's for all. As Christians, we must always celebrate our country's efforts to live out that responsibility, at the same time not turning a blind eye to our failures and imperfections. Because only God is perfect. Only Jesus was sinless. And the rest of us, both individuals and countries, do our best and pray for God's mercy and forgiveness when we go astray. But there is good news, my friends. The good news of the gospel is that God's mercy is great. Jesus' love is wide, and our sins are forgiven. Thanks be to God. And you are invited, if you have not done so, to make a commitment to Christ, to follow Christ in his ways, to accept Christ, to lead a new life. If you have not had that invitation before, I make it to you now, that you will say yes to God and that you will make that decision today to change your life. Andy, will you lead us in our closing hymn?
If you would please stand and turn to 696 in your hymnals, we'll sing America the Beautiful.
Anything in a while about the candle that is lit on our table, and who remembers what that's for? Who would like to say what that's for? Did somebody raise their hand? Remember, we decided to light this candle for peace, that it would remain lit as long as there are places in the world where violence and war remain. But that we, as Christians, are called to be peacemakers. And I invite us now to be a Christian and a peacemaker, to live the life that God would have us live by reaching out in peace and love. Will the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, our heavenly Creator, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, rest now and abide with each of you. And as you leave this place, go in his peace. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.